Smile.
90.4 FM.
The tech sector expanded too much too quickly, seems to be the general consensus to explain the mass bleed that's currently happening across the world and across the industry. All the big names are laying off hundreds of thousands of employees, some saying there's more coming in what could be another tech sector bubble burst. By and large, these are extreme cost-cutting measures, as many of these workers get paid exorbitant salaries for what some believe was for doing very little, if anything at all. In fact, it has emerged now that thousands of tech staffers at Meta and Google, for example, do fake work and were brought on to fulfill a vanity metric of hiring. Many big tech players apparently do this vanity hire staff at massive salaries to show off to the competition that they're doing well. Now, the tech expert Keith Rebois estimates that Alphabet's Google and Facebook owner Meta had thousands of employees who didn't do a thing other than go to the occasional strat meeting. Elon Musk is now famous for exposing this culture, insisting that staff prove their worth and firing willy-nilly those who are unable to, as he strives to make Twitter profitable. Rebois says Google had intentionally overhired engineers and tech talent generally to stop them from moving to other companies, a strategy he describes as pretty coherent, but he adds that means engineers had been happy to be entitled, sit at their desks and do absolutely nothing for far too long. He expects the industry's focus to shift away from a growth-at-all-cost model to focus on profitability metrics such as the revenue generated per employee. Other tech observers are generally in agreement, while others also believe that chopped staffers won't necessarily have problems finding new employment fairly quickly elsewhere if they can stomach the substantial salary drop, that is.
What has happened in the last 3 or 4 years is that pay for the other non-big tech companies have gone up, and many of the startups are really upset because they can't burn cash at those rates. They can't pay 7-8K for fresh grads. The big tech companies will continue to pay what they used to pay. They always pay a lot. I suspect that the growth in the median pay will either stagnate or may even drop.
There are more jobs that are software engineering jobs outside the tech industry than in the tech industry. So to some degree, I would say the labor markets are much more resilient. There's not an auto company that doesn't need software engineers. There's not an energy company that doesn't need software engineers. There's not a retailer or a bank that doesn't need software engineers. So I would imagine, to the degree to which there's oversupply in one, there'll be more even distribution.
So the job losses mark the first major contraction for the tech sector after a decade of growth that supercharged several of the major firms with exponential growth and kept talent from smaller companies and industries. That's likely to be the trend for the foreseeable future now, despite already reducing headcounts. Some firms are said to make even more cuts over the next 12 to 24 months.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.